Okay, we have a little over about 2.5 amudim, so we'll split it over the next 3 days. Alright, the last three lines. Okay. Tani Chada, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shtuk Mamzer Kosher, Shtuk Chol Posel. We have a Brice that says, Rabbi Yossi says, that if somebody accuses somebody of a Mamzer, he's kosher, because since people know who Mamzerim are, he said, people know I'm not a Mamzer. But Shtuk Chol is Posel, because people don't know who Chalolim are, and if he didn't protest, it's a Raya that he agrees. The Tanya either, another Brice says, Shtuk Chol Kosher, Shtuk Mamzer Posel. That if you accuse him of being a cholo and he keeps quiet, he's kosher, because people don't care. Well, you're only passing mikahuna, I don't care to respond. But shtuk mamzer, right, where you're passing him the kahal, if it wasn't true, he would protest. The fact that he kept quiet is a raya that he agrees. Lo kasha, there's no steer in the braces. Ho tanakama, lead the mayor, ho rab shimminalaz, or the mayor. The tanakama, according to the mayor, says, that the first way, and Rav Shimon Elazar, according to what Meir says, the second way. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, Mishnah. Om Rav Yossi. Maisa b'tinoka shiorda l'malos mayim min ha'ayin v'nensa. The girl went to be m'malim mayim. She went to draw water, and she was raped. And we don't know who raped her. So Om Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Imrov Anshei Ho'ir Masin LeKahuna Harizeu Tinyas LeKahuna. She grows up. Now she wants to marry a Kohen. Right, so if she was raped by somebody that's mutter to her, she's still kosher to a Kohen. If she was raped by somebody who's osher to her, then she's osher to a Kohen. So the Shaila is, how is she osher mutter? So if Rov Anshei Ho'ir Masin LeKahuna, right, if most of the people in that city would be allowed to marry a Kohen, mean that they wouldn't passel somebody from marrying a Kohen, then we go after the Rove, and she is mutter to marry a Kohen. Rashi, min ha'ayin, min ha'mayin. Ayin is a contraction of ma'ayin, a spring, a well. Rove ha'ir, k'sherin l'hasi bin ha'sem l'kun, if most of the city can marry their daughters and widows to a Kohen, the kosher people, she'ein rov b'nei ha'ir min ha'poslim isha l'kohuna b'biyosin, avzu tinasi l'kohuna. Shaila, if you conclude in the rov, people who are usher to her, but they're not usher to kohuna, her brother, her father, and so on, do they go into the rov of people who are kosher l'kohuna? They just happen to be usher to her because they're relatives. Or no, since they, if they would live with her, they make her usher, so they go into the other side of the rov. Shaila. Gemara. Omer le Rav le Rav Nachman. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri d'Omer Kaman. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, who said that if Rov is Mesi le Kahuna, then she's kosher, who does she go like? Ikram Gamliel, it's not Mestaber, he's a third Cheetah. So he must either hold Ikram Gamliel, or like Rav Yoshua of the previous Mishnayos. Rav Gamliel of the previous Mishnayos said, wherever there's a Bori, you don't need what's it called, Rov. Even if Rov or Psulim, she's kosher, right? Ikram Gamliel afila barob psulim nami machshir. Even by rob psulim, she should be kosher. Rob shouldn't be the factor to make the difference. Ikram Yeshua afila barob ksherim nami posel. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, even barob psulim, it's only one sothik, there's no two sveikas. He holds the ikar is that it should be a svek sveika, right? Even rob ksherim wouldn't make her kosher. Omerlei, hachi omer of Yehuda Maravas, Urashi. Domer Kaman, the boy Rov Ksherim. Who did Rabbi Yochanan Nuri hold like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua that he holds you need Rov? Afila Barov Psulim Noi Masher, the Isli Hamid Ishal Cheskosa. Rabbi Gamliel holds, you put the woman on a chazaka, right? Together with the Bori. Here, though there is no Bori. So, but still, there's a Cheskosa's Kashas. We assume that she's still kosher. She was kosher to a Kohen Mislam, and she still is kosher to a Kohen. Omer Lei Hochi Omer. Okay. Omer le hachi omer of Yehuda Marav, the chronos shel tzipori hoya maisa ukedravami. This maisa happened in the times when there were travelers who came into Tzipori, right? They brought their wagons, right? There were tourists in Tzipori at the time. And like Ravami, don Ravami, the hu shahaisa siya shel b'nei adam ksherim overis l'shon. That's be two roads. A rove of people coming into the city who are kosher, and a row of people in the city that are kosher. Ukid Rabbi Yanai, the Amar Rabbi Yanai nivelis bikronos ksheira lekahuna. If she was raped in one of these wagons, she's kosher lekahuna. That's what it says. Mar says bikronos al kadaitech. In other words, different where she was raped. Ela nivelis bishas kronos ksheira lekahuna. If there were people coming into the city. Right, so there was two different roves over here. Rove of the people coming into the city, and rove of the people in the city itself, then she's kosher. Avo pirish echad mitzipori uboal, but if it was one of the people from Tzipori, there were no tourists, right, who came into the city, who created a second rove, right, just the people of the city, and somebody went and raped her. Then havlad shtuki, then it's possible because we don't know who the child then is possible, because we don't know who the father was, and maybe the father was somebody who was possible to her, and maybe they possible the her to Kohen and to child. So that, therefore, what's it called? You need two roves. Let's see 1 second why. Rashi. Omar le hachi omar la olam krab Yeshua. Really, Reb Nochem and Nuri holds like Reb Yeshua. The hachi mishum dika tre rubi lakashris achshara ukid Rav Yehuda. Right. Normally, Rabbi Yeshua says rove wouldn't help unless there's two stakers. But rove wouldn't help to put on a chazakah. But over here, there's two roves. Two roves does help. Well, the common first time of also maishno tre rubi mechad ruba. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss what's the difference between one rove and two roves. Bikrono shel tzipori biyom hashuk shesios v'shayoros v'makom acher bol shom. It's the day of the shuk when people used to come from outside the city and set up camp inside the city. So now there's two roves. We don't know if they came from the people who were in the Kronos or from the city. And both of them, there's a rove. Kudravami, the hashta ika rove si of a rove ear. Not only is the rove of the city kosher, but even rove of the people who come from the outside. Nivelis bikronos, mashma akoros, mashma where she was raped, was in the wagon. That's not significant. In the time when there was a contingent of people from outside the city that came to the city. Okay. Ki hoder the Rebbe the Chiosa Rav Dimi Omar Ziri, as when Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Ziri Omer Bechanina, the Amri Law Omar Ziri Omer Bechanina, that it wasn't Rav Dimi who said it, but Rav Ziri said it himself in the Beis Medrash in the name Bechanina. Holchin Acha Rov Ha'ir. The Ein Holchin Acha Rov Sia, right? He said you only go after the rove of the city and not the rove of the contingent that comes into the city. Versus Klapi Light, just the opposite. We'll see in a second why Rov Sia is more reliable than Rov Ha'ir. Honey Naidi v'Honey Kvi. Right? The reason is that the halacha is that Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza. If something stays in its place of kviyas, right, where it's set, then you don't go after the rove. We learn from Sukkim, we'll learn tomorrow probably, where we learn that from in the Torah. But rove is only by called the parish meruba parish. Something separated from a thing, and we don't know if it came from the rove or it came from the miut, we assume it came from the rove. But if something was kavua, called kavua kemechtzal mechtzal, something went to something that was kavua. We don't know if they went to the thing that's the rove or not. The suffix began where the thing was settled. Then you don't go after rove. Okay? You have orla. You have in one field, some plants are orla and some are not. They're kavua. Right? So if the suffix started in the field, you don't know, right, if this thing is from this plant or this plant, you don't go after rove. Even if rove of the plants are not orla, you don't go after rove. It's considered 50-50. But if you have some fruit that was out of the field, and you don't know where this fruit came from, so the suffix started with the fruit, not with the field. Did it come from these trees or these trees? Then you go after rove. But if the suffix started in the field itself, right, then there's kavkol kavua kemechza mechza. So over here, if somebody came and raped her, right, came to her, so he came from away from his kviyas, and we don't know if he came from the rove of people who are kosher or from the miut. We say from the rove of people who are kosher. But if she went to him, then what's it called? Then it's kavua. We don't know who she went to. He didn't come to her, so we don't know if he's possible or kosher. It's 50-50. So the people in the city were afraid that she went to them, right? Or it could be that she'll go to them. In this case, not. So where goes there, where he came to her, for fear that it'll be a case where she went to him. And then we won't be able to follow the rove. So we don't go over after the rove, even if he came to her, like in this case, where he raped her, whatever. And in addition to that, what's it called? There's also a rove of people who are not in their kvias. They came from somewhere else. So there, even if she went to them, they're not kavua, because they're anyway parish from their original place. So then, what's it called? We say that there's two roves. Rove of people that didn't make a difference if she went to them or he went to her. And rove of people that if he went to her also would be good. So then we watch a kovur matzah. Okay. Ela holchenach a rove ha'ir, v'hu de'ika rove siya b'hadah. What he meant to say is, we go after the rove of the city, if they're kosher, to makshir her, as long as there's another rove of people who came from the outside also. There have to be two roves. The ain holchenach a rove ha'ir greitza, but we don't go after the rove of the city itself, because over there, it may be that she went to him, and he's kavua, and then there's no rove. The loach a rove see a great. And we don't go after one rove of just people who came from the outside, where it's not possible that it came from the people in the city, right? For sure, it was somebody from the caravans, because then we make a gzera that if we go after one rove of the caravans, people may make a mistake and go after one rove of the city. So you need two roves. Rove of the city and rove of the caravan. My time, Xera, rove siya at a rove ha'ir. We don't go after rove of the caravans, even though over there makes no difference if she went to him or he went to her. In either case, there's no kvias. So really, it should be okay if there's a rove. But we're afraid that if we're matter with that one rove, people will come to be matter with one rove as only rove of the city. And there is a problem that maybe she went to him, and then you don't go after the rove. The rov ha'ir nami idiko asli inu legabo called the parish and rule of parish. By rov ha'ir, if he went to her, so he left his kvias, and where Suffolk is now, who is the person who raped her? Did he come from the rov of people who were kosher, or from the miyuler apostle? Then you go after rov, right? You really mean a Torah, right? Lotzricha deko asli ihu legabayu, right? If she went to him, then it's a problem in the city, because he's kavua, and the suffix is bikvias, and then it's mechza mechza. Then the rove won't help. Right? Tahavi le kavua. And what's a kavua? Rav Zeira called kavua kamechza mechza dummy. And Rav Zeira said that called kavua kamechza mechza. Therefore, if it's rove of the city, we're afraid that if we would allow the case where he went to her, people will come to allow the case where she went to him. And rove of the city won't help then. And therefore, we need another rove, that there's another possibility that what's it called, that it came from the Kronos. So then, there's already two sveikas. One, no matter what happened, the rove would help. And the other one, if he went to her, the rove will help. So there, if there's two roves, we go after both roves. And we say that the possibility that it's kavua is a mute. Anyway, so it's like a sveika. Masha'en Cain, if there's only rove of the Sia, even though over there it doesn't make a difference who went to who, because none of them are kavua, right? Still, what's it called? We're afraid that if we're matter with one rove of the caravans, people will come to be matter with one rove of the city. So therefore, the only time it's mutter is if there's two roves, and one of the roves is where there's no kvias at all, where they came from the outside. Okay, Rashi. Ksheira le kahuna, kedika amar vahu shaisa siya shal bnei adam ksheirim overisham, the ikala meimer shemehem haya. There has to be another suffix over here that maybe the person who raped her came from a transient people who were in the city who there's no kvias by them. Aval pirish echad mitzipori, the adinan vade de min ha'ir haya. If we know for sure the person came from the city and not from the caravans, then we wouldn't go after that one rove. Even though in Tzipori rove people are kosher and wouldn't passel her, we don't go after one rove, because if we do it in that case, then we may be matur in a case where she went to him, and that can't be. So where goes there, where he came to her, like this our case, atu, the case where she would go to him. But where there's what's it called, havlad shtuki, the bechad ruba lo masha, then the vlad is puzzle, because we're afraid maybe somebody live with her that's puzzle, and that what's it called, that the vlad then is a shtuki, meaning he's puzzle the kahuna, because most people aren't puzzle to her to make her a mamzer, to make the child a mamzer. The chihad, the chios, Rav Dimi, Omer Ziri, Omer Rav Chanina, Va'amri lo, Shalohuska Rav Dimi kan, El Ziri, Omer Rav Chanina. Right, the two different lashonos is one Rabbi Chanina, what's it called? Rabbi Dimi said it in the name of Ziri, and the other lashon is where Ziri himself said it first in the name of Rabbi Chanina. The boinim trei rubik in the first time, and we're going to explain why we need two robes. Holchin acharov ha'ir lahachshir. The ein holchin acharov siya could go into makom rachok min ha'ir. The bevadei be'anshi asiya. Have if it's far away from the city, that for sure the person is came not from the city but from the caravan, right? Ein machshir and also vafilu ruben sherin. We know for sure it was one of the caravan people that raped her. We don't know who. There, what's it called? Either what's it called? There, we're not matter. Even if rover sherin, the kashilon klapei lai. The Gemara said just the opposite. There's more reason to be matter when the person came from the caravan than he came from the what's it called from the city. The city is kavua. There's a problem of kavua. By the caravans, there's no kavua. Keneged eifo hadover hazesove. Which way are you turning? It's you're turning the wrong way. Hani naidi, rove siya naidi. The rove of the caravans are people who are out of their kvias. Lahaloch behen acharov. Therefore, you can go after rove by them. The honey shall ear kviyeh. But the people in the city, if she went to them, are bekvias. And there, they don't go after the rove. We learn from a pasuk in the Torah that wherever there's kavua, you don't go after rov. Domi. And then even if only one's puzzle and 99% are kosher, you say it's 50-50. It's a shim puzzle. The lo achar rov siya great. So Sigmar explains, you know what it means like this. You don't go after rov ha'ir alone or rov siya alone. Rov ha'ir, because there's a legitimate one suffix, maybe she went to him. And even if we know for sure she didn't go to him, we make a gzera to aser the rov when he went to her, atu when she went to him. The hachikomer, ain holchin achar rov siya levada, the choshkin achar rov ha'ir levada. And we don't go after one rov of the caravans, even though over there's no possibility that it's kavua. But we're afraid that if we're matter one rove of the caravans, people will come to be matter one rove of the city. So therefore we need both. Rove of the caravans, rove of the city, and we're not sure if they came from the caravans of the city. So then, if they came from the caravans, there's rove kosher. Even if they didn't come from the caravans and from the city, it's possible that he went to her, and that she went to him. And therefore, what's it called? It's only a miut that could be possibly kavua, and therefore we're matering. My time acharov siyalo zera atu rov ha'ir dekvi. Okay, we didn't get her yet. Okay. Tomorrow we'll continue from here until the end of the omelet, and then next day we'll finish the parable. They're makom hakavua. They're what's it called? They're traveling. They're going back. They're not intended to be there. Kavua doesn't mean you should, because the case for what's it called? He went to her, so now he's in her house. He's not in his kvias. He's not where he's kavua. Otherwise, if it's where he's standing still, then that's not called kavua. Here they're standing still, but they're not kavua in this city. They're going back, so they're just transit. They're in transit.
But the
Sia
itself, that's not a
makom
kavua.
No, it's not their makom kavua. Their makom kavua somewhere else. They're going back to their place, so they're not kavua. That's exactly what a Sia is. They're only here aroy.
These are not like nomads.
They're traveling. They came for the market, and they're going back. So only came for temporary. Just like again, if the guy went to her house, he's kavua. Everybody's kavua somewhere, unless you keep walking back and forth. And very hard to rape somebody while you're walking back and forth. So obviously stop. That's not called kavua. Means a place where you are kavua. Okay, we're up to Tesvov and Aleph. Umi bo'in and trei rubi. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds the etzem, like what's it called, Rabbi Yoshua, that that what's it called, that one rove won't help, but two roves help. And the reason one rove doesn't help is because we're afraid that if you go after the rove in a case where the person who was posel came to her, which is called the ruba, called the parish miruba parish, we're afraid that you'll also be matar where she went to him and he's kavua. So therefore you need two rove, one rove that's not kavua and one rove that could be kavua, and that's enough sveikas to be matar. Okay, so Mara says, umibo inentre rube, do we ever need two roves because we're choshesh that when there's only one rove and it's possible that that rove could also be a kavua, that we're choshesh for that, we don't go after the rove? V'atanya, teisha chanuyos, kula mochus boser shchuta. You have nine butcher shops that are selling kosher meat. The achas mocheres boser nevela, and one tray for butcher shop. The lokach me'achas vehen, ve'en yodea me'eze, mehen lokach, shveiko osu. And you bought meat from one of the butcher shops, and you don't know which one you bought from. So the suffix started in the mokum hakvias. When you bought the meat already, it was a suffix, right? What, which butcher shop this was. You don't know which butcher shop. So the suffix goes back to where you bought the meat. And then it's kavua. So it's not, what's it called, the meat itself was kavua in that butcher shop. So if you bought it in the tray for butcher shop, right, it has nothing to do with the other nine. So that's called kavua kemechza mechza, and it's awesome. Okay. The nimtza, but if the meat separated from the butcher shops, and you found it in the street, and you don't know which butcher shop it came from, then it's called the parish, miruba parish. We assume it came from the rove. But if the suffix, so here the suffix started when it was parish. We don't know where this meat came from. But if you bought it from one of the butcher shops, you don't know which butcher shop you bought it from, then the suffix started at the kavua, and therefore you don't go after the rove. Right, so lechora v'nimtzah halacha rov v'chi teima b'she'en glossus medina ne'ulos de ko'osi l'aruba mi'alma. And if you'll say that there it's talking also with there's two roves, it's talking where the gates of the city aren't locked, people come in from the outside, and therefore maybe this meat fell from somebody who came into the city, brought his lunch, and the meat fell from him. Okay, Lamaisa, this is not even Logela Alocha, Lamaisa, because we hold that, what's it called, that Boser Shin Asalim in Ha'ayin is awesome. That if the meat was not under constant scrutiny, at least a Yotze V'nichnos, it becomes awesome anyway. But without that Isser, right, you could assume that it came from the rove. So if you'll say over here, there's two roves. Rove people who came into the city have kosher meat, and they're for sure not kavua. And then rove of the butcher shops are also a kosher. So you have two roves. Maybe you'll say that. That's talking over here where there's two roves. Rove of people who come into the city who could have lost the meat, and rove of the butcher shops in the city. One says, no. V'am Reb Zeira, afal pisha dalsos medina ne'ulos. Right? Even Reb Zeira himself said that, what's it called, that even if the gates of the city are locked and nobody comes in from the outside, so the only possibility is that this meat came from one of those 10 butcher shops. Since 9 of them are kosher, you assume that it's from the rove. So you see, only need one rove. Or it says, Milo also biyuchsin, enochanami. By regular cases of Isser v'heter, one rove is enough. And we're not choshish that maybe you'll take from the, from kavua. But by yuchsin, they made a special Milo. By yuchsin, yuchsin is, the purity of the genealogy of Klal Yisrael. There they were extra machmir, and you needed two roves. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Let's go on. Gufa. Omra b'zeira. Kol kavua kemechtzal mechtza domi. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. All kavua is considered mechtzal mechtza, whether it goes against the rove lechumra, right, you have, or even if it goes against the rove, lakula. How? Right, where did Reb Zeira know this from? Not where is the source in the Torah, but where did he know from halacha that we see that we kavua is even lekula. Ilema miteisha chanuyos kula mochus boser shchuta. The achas boser nevei levaloka chach meachas mehen. The eni odea meizem hen lokach shveiko osur uvenim tzaholach achar arov hasum lechumra. Right? If it's talking, if he learned it from the case of 9 butcher shops that are selling kosher, and one that sells non-kosher, and you bought the meat in one of the butcher shops, and you don't remember which one you bought it in. So there, the sofik is bekavua, so it's also, even though 9 butcher shops are kosher. You don't go after the rove. That's lechumra. There we see that kavua is lechumra. That nor, if we wouldn't go say kavua is kemetzo metzo, you'd go after the rove and it'd be mutter. Comes along the halach of kavua and tells me it's awesome. That's lechumra. Ela mitisha tzvardim v'sheretz echad b'nehem. You have 9 frogs and 1 sheretz. The frogs aren't metame, and the sheretz is. V'noga b'echad b'nehem. You touched one of them, and you don't know which one you touched. Okay? So there again, the suffix is b'kavua. All these frogs and shrotzim are kavua in their place. And you touched one of them in their kvias. Right, they're all kavua in one place, and you touch them, and you what's it called? You don't know which one you touched. Sveiko tame, so it's tame. Even though there's 9 ones that wouldn't be matame you, and only one that is, but since they're all kavua, kol kavua kemechza mechza. Samara says hasam nami lechumra. It's also lechumra. Normally we'd say go after the rove. You probably touched a frog and not a sheretz. Kol kavua tells me no, you can't go after the rove. So that's all lechumra. The opposite case. It says if there was 9 shrotzim and 1 tzvardeya, the echad b'neihem, the noga b'echad mehem, the eni yodea b'ezav noga. If you touch one of them, you don't know which one. Then brishus hayochid sveiko tamid. In brishus hayochid, any suffik tuma brishus hayochid is tamid. So here it's a suffik and it's tamid. Okay, that's clear. Brishus harabim sveiko tahor. But in the brishus harabim, since it remains a suffix, it's tahar. Now, if we go after rove, it wouldn't be a suffix anymore. Rove is machriya, the suffix. So if we go after rove tzvardim, it shouldn't be a suffix. If we go after rove shrotzim, it shouldn't be a suffix. And even in Rishus HaRabim, it should be tamei. Because only suffix tumah Rishus HaRabim is tahar. But vadei tumah is not. And if we go after the rove and say, well, 9 of them are shrotzim, so rove tells me that it's you touch the sheretz, then it wouldn't be a suffix if you touch a sheretz, it would be a vadai. So even Rishus HaRabim be tamei. But since we say kol kavua kemechza mechza, it's no longer a rove, it's a legitimate 50-50 suffix. 50-50 suffix, the halacha is a suffix tumor, Rishus HaRabim is tahar. So you see from here that you go after kavua even when it's a kula. Okay, Rashi. The lokachia, we've interviewed for it. Lokach boser miachas mehem b'makom kviyas. Sveiko oser, dechol kavua kemetzal mechza domi. Uvenimtza boser animtza b'shuk. Velo yadina me'ezer pirish. We find, what's it called, meat lying in the shuk. We don't know which butcher shop it came from. Then holach achar arov, hoel v'habol lefaneinu lo b'makom kviyas locha, u'kvar pirsha al yedei acher, dechol deporish m'rupor. Here the suffix didn't start by the kviyas, it started only after it left the butcher shops. Dekasi le'ruba me'alma, u'kagon sh'rov siyas tabche yisroel k'sherim bo lekan, di'ika trey rubet. And if you'll say that the case of the meat is talking where there are people who come to the city from the outside, and most of them keep kosher. Okay? Osher rov tabchi kol ha-medina Yisrael. Dika trei rubei, rov ha-ir v'rov ha-medina, the 90. Right? Or you'll say that this whole country is mostly Jewish. So people in this city were kavua, are what's it called, mostly kosher, and the people who come from the outside who are not kavua are mostly kosher. Ela mitisha tzvardim, tosefta hiva meseches taras. These are all brises, toseftas. Tisha tzvardim mesim, b'rishus hayochid. You have 9 dead frogs in Rishus Hayochid. V'sheretz echad, kagon tzav, shudome l'tzvardeya, b'nehem. You have a tzav that's like a tzvardeya. From here's mashma that a tzav is not a turtle. because frogs and turtles are surely not at all like each other. So tzav is one of the eight shrotzim. It's something that looks like a frog, but or very similar to a frog.
It says a toad.
What? It says a toad? Okay. V'noga b'echad mihem steko tomei. You touch one of them, and the suffix is tomei. Ela mitisha shrotzim, af hitosef, the meseches taras. Uchtani b'shus hayochid steko tomei, b'shus harabin steko tor. Alma kemechta tomei l'kula. You see that it still remains a suffix. Because if it would be rov, rov is considered like a vadai. And this is the source of a lot of Torah, because we have places where rov is not considered a vadai. Rov still remains a suffix, like Bechoros or whatever. So there's a lot of Torah here, Shev Shmaisa, where rov is considered like a vadai, where rov is still considered like a suffix. The ilav kemechza domi, the ain kan suffix tuma, el a vadai tuma, the haruba shrotzim. If it would be that you go after the rov, and rov are shrotzim, it wouldn't be suffix tuma, it'd be vadai tuma. And then even Rishus HaRabim should be tummy. Okay. So now the Gemara, now knows where the source of Reb Zeira was in the Brises, that he knew that Kol Kavuach Tomechta is even Lekula. Now the Gemara is going to ask, where did Reb Zeira know the Halacha Bechlal from the Torah? Umidoraisa Menolon, right, where do we know that Kol Kavuach Tomechta, where's the source of that, that you don't go after Rov by Kavua? Omar Krah, the orav lo the komalov. Right? It says that, what's it called, that if somebody murders somebody, he ambushes him, and he comes and kills him. Achi iskavim lo. So from that pasuk we learn that you're not chayiv, misa, for murder, unless you had kavana for the person that you were murdering. But if you stop indiscriminately murdered people, right, you'll get your punishment bidei shamayim, but you don't get misa's based in. Right, achi iskavim lo. So you have to have kavana for the person you're killing. V'rabbonin amrei devei rabbianai, prat lezorek evin legav. Right, and the rabbonin said in the name of the yeshiva rabbianai that it comes to exclude where you throw a rock into a crowd and you end up killing somebody, but you didn't intend to kill somebody specifically. Okay, so Moshe says hechidami. And here it's not that you have to mechaven. The Tanakhama holds you have to mechaven for this person. If you weren't mechaven to kill Reuven, right? You had Reuven and Shimon standing there, and you just indiscriminately shot one of them. You're not chayiv misa. The Rabbanan hold no. In that kind of case, the Maisa, whoever it was you were chayiv misa for. You don't have to have kavana for that person, but you have to have kavana at least for somebody that you're chayiv misa for, a Jew. So if you threw it into a crowd. So the Gemara says like this: Hechi dami, where's the crowd? Ilei medika tisha knanim the echad Yisrael b'nehem. You have nine goyim who you wouldn't be chayiv misa for. Not that you're allowed to kill goyim, right? But that if you kill a goy, you don't get misa's based in. Okay, clearly it's on the tape right now. The okay, and there's one Jew. So and you threw a rock into the crowd, right? And you ended up killing the Jew. So the tapik laid to Ruba Kananim, you know. There you wouldn't be chayiv, because when you threw it, rove of the chances were you're going to kill a god. And therefore it's obvious that what's it called, you're not going to be chayiv misa. Because your misa throwing the rock into the crowd was to kill goy, basically. Inami palgo palgo sofik nefashis lahakim. And even if it was five Jews and five goyim, right, but sofik nefashis lahakim, here we want to know, should we give this guy Misa's based in or not? So Misafik, you don't kill him. So Safik Nefashis Lahakim. Because when he threw it in, it was a Misa, it wasn't necessarily a Misa that he would be Chayav Misa's based in, because he could have killed one of the five guys, which you don't get Misa's based in. Lotzricha de'ika tishi Yisrael v'knani echad. So it was nine Jews and one guy. So if you go after the rove, you would say this Misa of throwing into the crowd is obviously mechuvin to Yidden, because rove are Yidden here. So you should give Misa's basin because of the rov, right? The Havile Knani Kavua. But since they're all Kavua in one place, they're all standing in one place, Bikvias, Klape, this murder, right? They're all Kavua in one place. The Chol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. And therefore, since they're Kavua, it's considered Mechza Mechza, and we don't give him Misa's basin. Because if we go after the rov, we would give him Misa's basin. Because his mice of throwing was a mice of throwing to kill a Jew. And you don't have to know which Jew, but a Jew.
But since we don't go after the rove, his maisa throwing was equal goyim and yidden, and therefore sofik nafashas lahakel, we don't consider it a maisa ritzicha of kavon of maisa ritzicha for Jews, since there was an even amount of goyim, even though there was only one goy, but the kavua makes an even amount.
What kind of hasra?
What? Tos speaks about hasra over here. Over here, the hasra is that if it'll be nisbar in the end, in other words, what you're doing is finished. What you did, if in the end, right, will be clear if you killed a Jew or killed a goy. You know it's possible you do both. So we're telling you now, we're warning you, that if you throw this thing and you end up killing a Jew, you're going to be chayiv misa. And it's not a suffix what's going to be, it's just not nisbar yet. But whatever he's doing now is finished at the time that he threw it. Okay. Mashain Cain, in a case where it's a suffix whether he's going to do the isser or not, right, a guy has two people, could be his father. He doesn't know which one. And he give him asra, what, on one of them. That's a asra, so we don't know if he was over the isser or not. Okay. Omar Kro, the orav lo ad shihe miskaven lo. Prat miskaven lara gazev or gazev. Hochi dorish le Reb Shimon b'Sanhedrin. This is Reb Shimon Shita. In order to be chayav misas based in, you have to have kavana for the person that you're killing. Reuven or Shimon. Okay, it's not enough just to have kavana to kill a Jew. It has to be which Jew. The Amrian Hossam, the Rabbanan Hechi Dorish Leu, the Rabbanan say no. As long as you had kavana to kill a Jew, you're chayav misa. Didn't make a difference which Jew. Right? So how did they learn the Pasuk? Amrei Devei Rabbani, Prat Lezorik Evin Legad. It's talking where it's not clear that you meant to kill a Jew altogether. You threw a rock into a crowd, and there were goyim there too. V'toch haburas b'nei adam, kenaniv Yisraelim, goyim and Jews, aval shnei Yisraelim only v'skavim la'arog zeh, v'horog zeh, v'hisru bo, v'kibol asro, v'nof l'hakol chavei rochayiv. Right? But the Rabbanan hold that if there's two Jews standing, and you intended to kill one, and by accident you killed the other one, you chayiv misa, because you intended to kill a Jew. Didn't make a difference which Jew. Not like Reb Shimon. Lo, the Hainu time of the Kamar Hocha, the Rabbanan Mishum the Sanhedrin Hachisin. It's the way it says the Rabbanan said, that's when Sanhedrin, it's a machlokus Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. So therefore says the Rabbanan is the Rabbanan who argue on Reb Shimon, what do they do with this pasuk? Typically the Ruba Knanin. So it's talking where there's nine Goyim and one Jew. So of course you're not going to get Mises based in. There's a rove of Goyim. So chances are, when you threw that rock, you weren't going to kill a Jew. The Lama Likro, what do we need a pasuk for? The Inomi Palgu Palka Katilo Itzvichro. The Mehecha Tesin Likdele. Even if it was half Jews and half Goyim, we always say Sofik Nefashis Lahakul. You don't kill a guy, ni Sofik. Elamai, Sofik Nefashis, Dina Nefashis Lahakul. The Havi Tzilo Ha'edoksi. By Dina Nefashis, it says the Hitzilo. We try to look for every schus for the guy not to kill him. So if it's a Sofik, you don't kill him. The Havi Le Knani Kavua Binehem. The Ashma in and Haikra, the Chol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadomi. So this pasuk we learn that even though there's nine, what's it called, Jews, and one Goy, but since they're all Kavua, Kamechzal Mechzadomi. And therefore, what's it called? Therefore, you wouldn't be Chayiv Misa, even though there's a rove of Jews. That's the Makor of Chol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzal. Okay. And even though these, what's bothering Rafael is that yesterday we said that if somebody, what's it called, lives in a city, but he goes to live with somebody, so he's not kavu anymore, right? And here, lechora, these people don't live in the street, right? The crowd doesn't live in the street, so why are they kavu? They're out of their kvias. But klape, the murder occurred when they were kavu in their place. Klape, what's it called, the znus, the guy had to leave his house and go somewhere else to go to this woman. So he's out of his kvias, right? He goes back to his kvias. But over here, Klapi the murderer, the guy's not going back to his kvias, and he, what's it called, we don't care where he came from. We care right now at this point, they're all standing together. If one left, right, in other words, there are 9, 10 people standing, 9 goyim and 1 Jew, and one guy left the other chotzer. And then you shot him. Then it would be called the parish, we go after the rove. Right? Did you have a kavanah for a Jew or a goy? Depends if there was 9 Jews or 9 goyim to begin with, because then you left the chabur of where you are right now. But over here, right, there's no kvias of people. If there was be a kvias of people, you know, that are, what's it called, standing together and being immoral, then maybe that would also be kavua. But that's not the Metzias. Metzias is somebody leaves their house, goes somewhere temporarily to do an Aveira. That's a different story. But 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 that's a different story.